Joining me now on the line is Executive Director of the Honda Classic, Ken Kennerly. Ken, just about a month away, buddy. It's starting to ramp up real quickly.
It sure is, Russ. Good morning, and good morning to everybody there. It's, you know, we're heating up, as you well know. You're in the trenches with us every day.
Well, the field is getting better and better every day. Before we talk about the new commitments, let's just talk about all the huge names we've already got on board. Of course, headlined by defending champion Ernie Els, Robert Allen. We will be Kvecchia, Davis Love III, J.B. Holmes, D.J. Trahan. It's going to be a phenomenal event, and the field, once everything's said and done 1 month from now, it'll probably be even stronger than the world-class field we had last year for the 08 event.
Oh, it is getting strong, and you mentioned Robert Allen being. Let me first say that you know, our condolences go out to his family. For some of you that you know, his mother Sylvia passed away last week from, 6 months. It was a long fight with cancer, and our heart and wishes go out to the entire family. Robert's down in Australia, and he's going to start his 09 tour season at the Northern Trust. So before we get started there, as you know, he's a good friend of the Honda Classic. He's finished top five the last couple of years, and he's also on our board. And, you know, we're certainly going to be rooting him on, and he's a great name to have in the field as well.
Absolutely. I want to echo those sentiments, and all our hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to Robert Allenby and his lovely family as his mom passed away, and just keeping him in our hearts and prayers and hoping that they get through this tough time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ken, I know Ernie Els is a huge name. When you get a guy of Ernie's stature, a three-time major winner, he's won 16, 17 times on the PGA Tour. When you get him as a defending champion, it's great to have guys like Luke Donald and Mark Wilson winning your event. But when you get a world-class player like Ernie Els, it almost ramps up everything for the following year by just another notch or two.
Well, it does. I mean, he's obviously a world-class player. And when he came down 18 last year, and it was his first victory in the States, I think, since 2002, it was not only memorable for the fans, but very memorable for him. And as you said, Russ, you know, the players that were not there last year are starting to pay attention to, you know, the new Honda Classic, what we've done there, and of course also the PGA National and the Great Champion course. And I think that will just continue to get better, and our field will continue to get better. And, you know, Russ, I've got to say, as you referenced earlier, we have an exciting announcement today. As you know, with the Rail Ride after Us, one of our major initiatives was to use our exemptions on international players that are not members of the PGA Tour. And today we've got the winner of Dubai, and Rory McIlroy, the 19-year-old Irish sensation, as you referenced. And, you know, he won Dubai just a few hours ago, and he's going to be in Palm Beach Gardens playing in his first Honda Classic on his way up to Augusta.
Ken, this is very exciting news. Rory McIlroy, 19-year-old Irishman, as you mentioned. I know he's played in a couple of major championships already at the age of 19. As you mentioned, he has just won out in Dubai a couple of hours ago, and this ramps up an already international field. And that's really one of the themes this year, Ken. Isn't that right? I mean, Miguel Angel Jimenez is another international name that will be playing. Ernie Els, of course. Robert Allenby is an international name, although he does have a house in Florida. But because the Honda Classic this coming year, for the first time ever, is sandwiched between the match play and the Doral CA Championship, the international names in the field for the Honda, fans can expect to see many more of them and many more in the world rankings in the top 50.
Well, it is. And if we're going to become a world-class event, a premier event, which is what we embarked on a couple of years ago, as you know, we've got to get the best players in the world. And I just looked down the top 10 list in Dubai, and we've got three of those players coming to PGA National for the Honda Classic. You mentioned Miguel Jimenez. That's one of our other exemptions. Of course, Rory McIlroy now. We're going to announce some other international exemptions in the next week or so. So we're on our way, and it's, as you say, the players are going to be in America after match play before Doral, so we want to take care of as many as we can. The PGA Tour is also helping us out with commissioner's exemptions, you know, which will only add to our international field. And as we've said from the beginning, Palm Beach County is an international destination as well, so we're really looking forward to these guys. Remember, when you've got players from different countries in a tournament, the televisions are on in their respective countries. And obviously that just shines the light on Palm Beach County and South Florida that much more.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, as we broadcast live this morning from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, joined on the line by Ken Kennerly, Executive Director for the Honda Classic, the 2009 Honda Classic, just about a month away, March 2nd through the 8th at PGA National Resort and Spa's Champion Course. Ken, I was just thinking, and I mentioned it coming into this segment, tomorrow is Monday, February 2nd, and of course the tournament week starts on Monday, March 2nd. So as of tomorrow, we will be 1 month away from the 2009 Honda Classic. And for more information, you can call 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com, 866-8-HONDA-8 or thehondaclassic.com. And one of the themes for the Honda Classic over the last couple of years, Ken, and I know this will continue next month for the 2009 edition, is that it's more than just the golf tournament. And now the golf, as we've said, is world-class, headlined by Ernie Els, three-time major winner, and all the other big names that will be in the field. But there's also entertainment all week long for mom and the kids, as well as dad, who is likely the golf fan in the family.
Well, there is. We've talked about this for 2 years. Again, this is all part of our mission. We're in the entertainment business, not the golf business. If we wanted to attract golfers, you know, we'd have half the field we had last year. We've got to find a way to continue to reach out into this community. Obviously, the economic times are not in our favor, but when you think about the cost of a ticket, you know, $35 Thursday, Friday, $40 on the weekend, it's still an inexpensive form of entertainment. The kids are come in for free. The adults come on in, have a great time. So we're really looking forward to it, and we've got so many activities going on, as you mentioned, Tire Kingdom, Yokohama, the fireworks display last year, both nights are fantastic. The concerts are great. We're going to have more junior activities that we're going to announce soon, and frankly, hopefully within the next week, we're going to announce two very, very exciting new initiatives for the 2009 Honda Classic as well that'll continue to just elevate our event, not only as a golf tournament, but as a event to attend in Palm Beach County.
All right, so stay tuned to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, as well as the local newspapers and the internet, because a lot of big-time news coming out over the next week. Ken, as you mentioned, there's going to be an announcement later this week of a huge international name that has committed to the 2009 Honda Classic, as well as you just mentioned, two huge initiatives during the week. So a lot of big-time announcements coming from the Honda Classic within the next few days. So golf fans and sports and entertainment fans, stay tuned for that. For more information on the upcoming 2009 Honda Classic, you can call 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com. The field list growing every day. Ernie Els, Robert Allenby, Chris DeMarco, Mark Calcavecchia, Dudley Hart, Davis Love III, J.B. Holmes, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and just announced today, the Dubai Desert Classic champion, Rory McIlroy. For more information, call 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com. Ken Kennelly is the executive director for the Honda Classic. And, Ken, thank you so much for your time. Have a great Sunday. By the way, who's your pick today in the Super Bowl 43 from Tampa?
Well, you know, I'm a longtime Steeler fan. I grew up in the Terry Bradshaw era, and, of course, with Mr. Rooney on board with us as one of our great partners, how can you root for anybody other than the Steelers? But I'm sure my son's listening here, and he's a Cardinals fan, so he and I are going to go at it today about 6:30.
So the Kennerly household is divided. Young
yep.
Charlie going for the Arizona Cardinals. Why Pop Dad Ken is picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are the conventional pick, and most are going with the Golden Black, as am I, and, of course, my esteemed co-host, Pat Rooney Jr. So stay tuned later today, Super Bowl 43, and, of course, Pat will be joining the show at 9:45 this morning. Ken, thanks so much for your time. Have a great Sunday.
Just quickly, Carly's also going for the Steelers, so we got a brother-sister competition going on, too.
The Kennerly household divided.
Hey, Russ, thanks for everything you do, pal, and to all the listeners out there. Hope to see you at the Honda. You guys have been very supportive of what we do, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. There he is, Ken Kennelly, executive director of the Honda Classic, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, as we broadcast live today from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. Again, for more information on the upcoming 2009 Honda Classic, just 1 month away, you can call 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com. That's 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.